Hello and welcome to our new podcast, Solve the Overeating Puzzle. My name is Eugenia and I am the host, and I am absolutely delighted and excited to this new journey and our new podcast. I strongly believe our relationship with food is a mirror to our relationship with ourselves. How we eat is a reflection of how we live, feel, move, and so much more. I also really believe that our struggles with food and our body can be a beautiful opportunity to dive deeper into who we are as an eater and step into self-growth to become that most beautiful, free, and content version of ourselves. We are all very unique, and by honoring our individuality and learning about who we are as an eater, we can find our own key to unlock that life of freedom, joy, and peace with food, our weight, and exercise. Welcome to our new podcast. Watch this space, and I will talk to you very soon again. Are you someone who likes to order coffee from the same place? Or maybe you like and really enjoy and look forward to having a coffee and a pizza on a Friday night? There are certain eating habits that we tend to repeat, maybe on a daily basis, maybe on a weekly basis. And I can tell you that there is a deeper meaning behind it. In this episode, I'm actually going into three scenarios and three examples that you might recognize yourself to understand why it's not really about food. A lot of our eating habits, or even overeating, food cravings, or even binge eating urges have a deeper meaning. In fact, there is a message for us to understand and learn. So in this episode, I'm going to give you some actually specific eating habits that people do and tell you what it might mean. I also explain the reasons why we eat at certain times of the week or a day and what we actually might need instead of food. Of course, sometimes it's just hunger, and we just need that nourishment and nutrients. And a lot of the times, it might mean something else. Tune in, let me know if you can recognize yourself there and if you enjoy this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you and breaking down these eating habits that we all do from time to time, or sometimes more often. Now, let's get into it. A lot of our food challenges are not really about food. They're rather about something much, much deeper than that. Hello, my name is Eugenia, and I'm the founder of Unlocks You, the Eating Psychology Clinic, where we help you to regain your control around food with a mind plan instead of a diet plan. Let's look into our relationship with food and dive a little bit deeper into what is really driving our example one. You just had dinner and you feel actually quite full and actually even satisfied. You sit down, want to watch TV or Netflix, and just feel like something else. So you go to the kitchen, open the pantry, and have a look what's in there. The other example is maybe you had a really long week, a little bit tiring and exhausting, and you really feel like ordering a pizza. Get a bottle of wine and again, just chill and relax watching Netflix. The other example could be every day you go to the same cafe, ordering same type of coffee, and maybe get something specific, something sweet, maybe your slice, and also at the same time of the day. All these three examples is something that I see on a regular basis with our clients. And as you see, all of these have nothing to do with actual food. And this is what I'd like to do here throughout this conversation, to really show you why it has nothing to do with food. Let's say you had dinner, like the first example, you had just had dinner, you feel full, and yet you get up while you're watching something and you just want to snack on something else, even though you're actually really full and don't really want to eat, or you're not hungry, but there's like something missing and you want to eat. Now, what is the actual reason here? There could be few, but one reason is a habit. It is a habit. It's something that maybe you've done for many, many years, maybe even when you were a kid, when you were watching something with your family, or you went to the cinema and you would always get popcorn or a sweet drink or an ice cream. So a lot of our behaviors, I actually learned that's something that we've been doing for many years. So maybe this is just something that you've been doing over many years. You were doing that as a child with your family. There were always snacks available in the evening when the family comes together. Mom maybe would prepare something and then everyone eats and sits and shares this experience, shares this time together. So over these years, you have created a habit and you have created a connection between a behavior, which is basically watching TV, and eating, because you connect these two as one goes with the other. We call it linking behaviors, or linking certain activities that we do. It's also in this moment you are actually associating relaxation with food. So that's the meaning that we start linking to this food, because when you relax, that's just what you do, right? You go and grab some food and you eat, and again, this is, you've linked that behavior with a feeling that you get from food. Now, in this instance, what we really want is not actually really the food. What we want is what comes with it. It's that feeling that we get from this activity, which is, for example, feeling relaxed or having something else to do while you're watching TV. So again, has nothing to do with food, because you were not really hungry in that moment. Right? The other example is you had a really long week and feel really tired and exhausted, and you get a pizza or takeaway, get a bottle of wine, and watch Netflix. This is also another example. Yes, you are hungry, obviously you want to have dinner, but your food choice here is not a nourishing, beautiful maybe salad or vegetables and some protein and carbohydrates. It's actually certain type of food that will evoke certain emotions, and also, again, you associate it with relaxation, with a treat. It's something that you have usually as a treat to treat yourself after a long week. Also, I want to mention here that it does actually have something to do with your brain, with dopamine. So this is a very high palatable food, right? Both alcohol and pizza, or really takeaways that have a lot of salt and fat and processed carbohydrates usually. So this type of food does stimulate the reward system in the brain, and it does bring your dopamine up, which makes you feel good, which also contributes to relaxation. So in that moment, again, it's not the specific food that we're looking for. What we're looking for is actually the feeling that we get from that activity, or the feeling that we get from that food.
Yeah, so we're longing for a feeling rather than the food itself. Something to be very aware of: how does food make me feel? Because let's say an apple will never give you that same sensation as pizza or Chinese takeaways or whatever you enjoy usually. So being aware of that. So again, here we are connecting food to that emotional association, so emotions that come with it as well. But it definitely has a lot to do with actually our brain and the way our brain responds to that food. So this is kind of where I'm going now into dopamine. I am quite, I guess it really spins my wheels when talking about dopamine. Dopamine is an interesting hormone. Obviously, we all know it's a dopamine that makes us feel good and it gives us pleasure. But it's not just that. What comes with dopamine comes usually with a spike, but then also it actually comes also with pain, as we call it, so with some form of discomfort. And I'll give you an example. Maybe you've been eating something really, really nice and you see it's coming to an end. And it actually gives you some sense of discomfort, or notice what feeling comes up. So you, let's say you have a few pieces of chocolate and you have only these two pieces of chocolate and the rest, and that's it, and you just want more. And that wanting is actually a little bit uncomfortable. So you know this pleasure comes to an end. And that's what comes with dopamine as well. One comes with the other. It does not happen without the other. So usually when dopamine rises, it does also fall. So it's that discomfort that comes with it. That's why quite often we don't stop after only, let's say, a slice of pizza, even though you might actually feel satisfied. You don't stop only after two pieces of chocolate. You want to continue because we don't want that discomfort, so we want to continue. Dopamine is a hormone also that is designed for us to pursue the activity that gives us pleasure. So I'm just going to repeat this. It's a hormone that is designed to pursue the activity that will give us pleasure. It does not give us satisfaction, ever. And that's why we actually don't really feel satisfied after 3-4 pieces of chocolate. We want more. We then look for maybe something salty. Then you want something sweet. Then maybe you're wanting something savory. So that's how we continue wanting to continue eating, because we're looking for that satisfaction, but that's not dopamine's task. Dopamine's task is only to pursue, to want more and more and more and more. So it's and also because that we create that discomfort also that comes with the pleasure, it kind of almost what happens, right? We feel good, but we want more, and then there is discomfort, so we want to avoid that, so we want to continue. We continue eating. That's how we end up actually overeating on a regular basis when it comes to food that is high palatable food. So something sweet, fatty, salty, food that is really kind of a lot, brings you that pleasure. You don't get that with food that is wholesome. So let's say whole food, chicken, meat, kumara, pumpkin, what else is there? Seeds. Avocado, eggs, those kind of things. We don't really get that because these are not high palatable foods. So something to really think about and consider when you are making these food choices: choose wisely, because that will help you to eat really just only to satisfaction. Something I want also to add when it comes to food choices: when we eat food that is fat, so healthy fats and protein, this food, as soon as it lands in our mouth, sends immediately signal to the brain that I'm eating. So therefore, it will send a signal that you're full and satisfied much, much longer. However, processed carbohydrates don't do that. It actually just misses that signal. So what they do is they only send a signal once the stomach is stretched. So especially if we're fast eaters, we eat it so fast, particularly when we tend to binge or just mindlessly eat while we're watching Netflix, or we're kind of occupied with watching, right, and just eat mindlessly. So this food will land in your stomach, and only when it stretches, it will send the signal to your brain, also if you're listening to it, that you're actually full. Yeah, so that's why for everyone who wants to stop or eat less and also feel satisfied earlier, maybe you want to lose weight and work on your weight management, the idea is to get a signal that you are satisfied much, much earlier, right? Not only when the stomach is stretched, because by that time you're probably consumed a lot of calories, especially if it's high calorie dense food as well. So just a few tips here for you if this is something that you're working on. The last example that I've had, so every day you go to the same cafe maybe, or same petrol station, and you always get something specific there. And I know some clients tell me, I can't believe it that I stop always at the same petrol station and always get this some like specific chocolate that because I'm already there. Or like that routine that we create every morning, you go to the same cafe and get something else. Yeah. Or whenever it is in your day. So what it is here, again, it's not about food. Yes, maybe it's morning, like let's say it's maybe morning tea time. And you would eat because you're a little bit hungry, you would have a snack here. But again, your choice is not really a snack. Your choice is specific food here. So what is it that drives us here? That is routine. I mentioned the word. It's our routine. We as humans are really creatures of habit, and we know that. But also routine. We like structure. We like routine. The reason for that is because the way our brain is wired and designed, our brain is wired to receive pleasure, avoid pain, while using the least amount of energy. Receive pleasure, avoid pain, while spending the least amount of energy. How do we do that? We spend the least amount of energy by doing as many automatic acts and behaviors as possible. Think about if, let's say, you had to learn how to drive every day. You would forget. Imagine you would forget how to cook, how to brush your teeth. Imagine you would forget how to brush your hair. And every morning you had to learn all those things. So that would exhaust us, right? We wouldn't really function. That's why our brain is wired to learn as much as possible, and then we can repeat that. So like, let's say when you are drying your body after a shower, you always dry your body in the same way. Notice that. And even try maybe to change your routine, change how you dry your body the other way around, or the same with brushing your teeth. When you brush your teeth, you always start in the same corner and finish in the same corner. Try a different way. It's really uncomfortable. It's a bit confusing. So that's what we do in our daily life. We get up on the same side of the bed. We always put the same type of clothes on. Then you go to the bathroom. Then maybe you go and have a shower. Then maybe you go to the kitchen. In the kitchen, you turn toaster on and coffee. There's always the same routine as much as you can. You go to work the same route. And sometimes you get to work without even noticing how you got there because you were so mindless and weren't even paying attention to how you got there. So as you see, these are examples that show you we create as many patterns and routines in our day as possible. So therefore, in the morning, when you always go to the same cafe to get that same coffee, it's just part of your routine. You're maybe not even asking yourself, do I actually really want that coffee today? Or maybe I don't want a coffee. Maybe my body doesn't want coffee. Maybe my body doesn't want that specific slice. Maybe I want something else. So if you want to change your habits and your routine and what you do, your behaviors, really important to then set a new intention. So really, and always focus just one to two things at a time to set yourself up for success. So decide what is it that you would like to do. Maybe morning tea. Let's say in morning, for morning tea, instead of getting that slice and coffee, you would like to get, you would like to eat maybe, let's say, hummus on rice cakes, okay? Or maybe a boiled egg, or maybe an apple with some nut butters. And you want to create that new habit. So what's really important is that you obviously take it with you. It's really important that you have that food available and then repeat that. Repeat that same thing for as long as you can. If you don't want to eat the same snack, choose between two and three. But really make sure that you have that there and then repeat that over and over and over and over again, because that's how we create habits. This is how we create a new routine that will then, after a certain while, become automatic without you noticing and very natural to you as well. And this is how we also create consistency in our day, in our life, in our diet, the way we eat, and the way we feel as well. So as you see, a few examples here, why a lot of our food controls has food challenges have really not much to do with food, but rather it's those underlying things.
If you would like to understand why you can't stop eating at times, download our free guide to identify which of the 13 triggers cause you to overeat, crave food, or maybe even binge. I'm going to add the link in the description, in the notes, and you can identify which one actually applies to you. I hope you really, really enjoyed this session and had some aha moments. And if you did, then I would love to see you sharing your aha moments on Instagram. Tag me unlocksyou.nz, and also share with everyone what you are learning. But I would love personally to see it, and I will see you next time again. Goodbye.